If you run an e-commerce business, you can relate to the amount of work it takes to produce something great. And of course, you want to optimize your workflow and reduce costs. That's why I want to say a big thank you to our partner, ShipStation, and perhaps introduce you to them as well. If you are not familiar with ShipStation, they've been supporting Side Hustle School for years. They have helped so many of our listeners make things much easier, automate their shipping tasks, help them scale their business, and also, this is not a small thing, save thousands on shipping with industry-leading carrier discounts. ShipStation is the innovative tool that helps turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code HUSTLE to sign up for your free 60-day trial. 60 days free. ShipStation.com, code HUSTLE.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
I've been hearing from a lot of freelancers recently. Shout out to everybody who is doing freelance service work. And let's see, recently we talked about invoicing. We talked about some tax advice. Today, interesting angle, someone's wondering if their online course, the online course that they want to make, is going to cannibalize the freelancing biz. So, you know, with an online course, you're often trying to educate people, train people specifically, to do something perhaps that you might have done for them otherwise. At least that's what we've got here. This is Sarah from Boston. She's trying to figure out, okay, I've got this course coming up. I love the idea of having passive income, but I also have a branding design freelance business, which is how I've made my money, or at least my side hustle money, maybe full-time business, I'm not sure. For the past few years. So how can I do this in a way that actually advances my interests instead of constraining or limiting them? So I love it. Let's look at it. Stick around after the break. We're going to explore how to diversify without diluting your primary hustle. Or it could be, you know, as a means of evolution. But the point is, how do you do it in a way that doesn't negatively impact you? Good question. Stay tuned.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Sarah calling from Boston and a longtime fan of your show. I've built a good reputation freelancing and branding design for small businesses over the past 5 years. As I'm considering creating an online course to teach basic branding to entrepreneurs, I'm worried that this new venture might cannibalize my existing freelance work. Should I go ahead with it or pay closer attention to this concern?
Hey, Sarah, this is a good question. And I have some good news. I think, you know, for the most part, diversifying into online courses doesn't have to erode your freelance business at all. It's often a different kind of person, or at least a person who has a different kind of need, signing up for an online course versus hiring you to do a service. If I think about some of the services that I pay for, I'm happy to pay for the service. I could probably go out and learn how to do that, you know, by watching an online course or otherwise educating myself, but I don't want to do it. Like, I'm happy to have a freelancer, a professional, handle certain things for me. So if you think about it from that perspective, it's just a different market. However, I do think it's smart to think about it, you know, upfront, like, how am I going to serve, you know, different clients or clients with different needs through this expansion? And how can I continue doing the freelance work that I'm doing now that I enjoy, you know, while also building some passive income, hopefully. So the main thing there is not different from whether you have an existing business or not. You just want to really think about segmentation. Who is the course going to be for? Like, what are their core needs? What is that? What are their struggles? What bothers them? You know, how can I provide solutions to their problems, alleviate some of their pain and such? And, you know, for your existing clients, maybe here's what is a little bit different. You might just want to communicate directly with them and say, you know, hey, I'm making this course and check it out. And if you'd like to take the course, maybe even here's a discount, like a soft sell to them, but also making it clear, by the way, I'm still doing these services, you know, so I'm not going anywhere. This is just something new that I'm doing. You could keep it completely separate, of course, but you know, just because you're one person and you can't do everything, and you probably don't have a ton of clients in the freelance business since you are just a business of one, I tend to think it's good to just kind of address everything directly. So I don't think this is a problem. I do think it's a good thing to think about, but I think you'll be totally fine. And I wish you every success. Best of luck with the new course. Best of luck with the freelancing. All right, listeners, if you have a question, a scenario, something you're working on, a case study, whatever it might be, sidehustleschool.com/questions. New episodes every day. I'm excited for all that's to come. Really appreciate you joining me on this journey as well. So I'll be here again tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.